Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Angels are real, and they're not a piece of cardboard. But we don't pray to them. The Bible specifically talks about you don't pray to angels, you don't worship angels. Moving right along. Now, if you don't like that, find the scripture that supports what you're talking about doing. Find it. And you're supposed to have something, you know, established in the mouth of two or three witnesses in the scriptures. And if you got no scripture for something, you need to look real hard at it, don't you? To see what am I doing here? What's it based on? We must get rid of the superstition. Because these things are subtle, crafty tricks of the devil to replace the real. And the problem is, people believe this stuff. You know, they're patting their head. They're rubbing their stomach. They're seeing how many black-eyed peas they can eat on New Year's Day.
That's true.
What's wrong with that? A lot. That's not okay. I said, that's not okay. These are superstitions. They're beliefs in things other than the Word of God and contrary to the Word of God. Don't walk under a ladder. Whoo! Was that a black cat went across the road? Oh no. Got to turn around and go. You open the door to the enemy with such stuff. Your fears can come on you. Well, I just changed direction in my message. So forget about Deuteronomy 28 for a little while. Can you come back and maybe another time and see that? Because somebody didn't like it when I took off their cardboard angel. They did not like that. My angel's been watching over me, and my name is, my angel's name is Sheila Ann, and my angel. Well, what about Jesus? What about Jesus? These are subtle superstitions that are replacements for faith in God. And they're not okay. They're not okay. Go with me, since we're all stirred up about it now, to Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26, and then I think we'll go to Numbers 22. Read Galatians real carefully and see what what the Spirit of God through Paul said about keeping track of days and names and seasons and these kind of things. He's cautioning people. Get away from that. No good luck charms. When you're praying, you don't face pictures or statues. Are y'all with me, friends? I mean, this is the first commandment. First and second commandment of the Ten Commandments. You have only got one God, and you don't have any image. No graven image. I mean, have you read the Word of God? How many times did they get in serious trouble about idolatry? And the Bible said, remember the New Testament? There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. How many people do you go through to get to the Father? Only one. One and only one. You don't have to go through your pastor. You don't have to go through your husband or wife. You don't have to go through Mary. You don't go through Paul. You don't pray to the patron saint of this or that or the other. I'm telling you, it's unscriptural. Find the scriptures for it, not men's tradition. The scripture. Because all these things are leaving the impression that you're not enough to go to God direct. That He won't hear just you. You're not holy enough. You're not righteous enough. So you got to go through somebody else. That's true. But the only person that's good enough to go through is Jesus. That's the only one. I'm quoting scripture. One God. One mediator. How many? One, I'm quoting from Timothy. One mediator. How many mediators? Come on, help me out. How many? Three, four, 10, 100? One mediator between God and men. That's why we don't pray in any other name. There's only one name we pray in the name of Jesus, the head of the church. We don't pray in your name. You don't pray in my name. We don't pray to Paul or Peter. We thank God for them. But they don't qualify to be a mediator between us and God. There's only one. Only one. Only one can do that. And when you know Him, you don't need no rabbit foot. Huh? You don't need no medallion. No good luck charms. No protection medal. That's superstition. Just believing wrong things. Proverbs 26 and 2. 26:2 said, as the bird by wandering and as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Say that out loud. The curse causeless shall not come. And He gives a graphic picture of a bird flying around, but won't light. Now the curse is in the earth. Man, there's death and destruction everywhere. You don't have to be around much to know that. The curse is here. It's around. But it can't light everywhere. You like that or not? Listen to the Amplified. The Amplified says, like the sparrow in her wandering, like the swallow in her flying, so the causeless curse does not alight. Reminds me of the scripture, neither give place to the devil or to the enemy. Why couldn't the curse alight? Because there's no place given for it to land. No place given for it to light. And a big part of this is you becoming fully persuaded that you have been redeemed from the curse of the law and that it has no right in my life. Come on, say that, no right in my life. Now, the devil will try to tell you, you deserve the curse. All the mistakes you've made, and all of disobedience and all of this and that, you know, don't even be surprised when the curse shows up. You knew it was coming. You've, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And you've sown it. And so you're going to reap, not unless somebody else reaped it for you, which is what Jesus became a curse, not because anything He did, but in our place, He reaped the curse for us and bought us back out from under the curse so that we could also qualify for the blessing. Lose the curse, get the blessing. That's the victorious life that Christ redeemed us enabling us to live. The causeless curse shall not alight. Go with me to, what was it, Numbers 22. Numbers 22 and verse 1. Blessing and cursing is not superstition. It's not imaginary. It's not fantasy. Blessing is real. Cursing is real. But a couple of weeks ago, we gave an example of the blessing. The Lord told His people to let the land rest for a year. Well, they don't have refrigeration. They don't have a lot of stuff. They're counting on crops to eat. And so I'm sure they're thinking, how are we going to do it? If we don't plant, we don't work the land for a whole year, and then we plant the next season, and it'll be 2 years before you reap a crop. Yeah. How are you going to live? And the Lord told them, said, I'm going to bless you on the sixth year, and it'll produce 3 years worth in 1 year. That's blessing power. It's real. It affects plants and soil and crops. Well, curse is real too. It affects things negatively and with destruction. In Numbers 22 and verse 1, I'm going to read several verses here. The children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. They were winning battles. And they're heading their way. Verse 3, Moab was sore afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. Moab said to the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are around about us as the ox licks up the grass of the field. And Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there's a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth. They abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray you, curse me this people. Do what? Do what? Curse them. Now, there's a lot of people who would read something like that and go, oh, that's just superstitious. No, the junk I mentioned earlier, that's superstitious. This is real.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me